better put this thing away before I hurt myself. What's going on, everybody? This is Nerd at Work, and I'm your host, Shotgun Messiah. In this episode, I'm excited to announce Obi-Wan. I'm so excited for this show. I was a kid when Star Wars first came out, like a little kid in 1977. And I've been waiting years for this to happen. I wanted to know what happened from the time Obi-Wan last met Vader to the time they face off again. And here it comes. And I'm so excited about it. So anyway, in this episode, we're going to talk about Obi-Wan. It's streaming exclusively on Disney Plus. So this show is set 10 years after the events of Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, which came out in 2005. The series is directed by Deborah Cho. Ewan McGregor serves as the executive producer and stars as the title character, Obi-Wan, reprising his role from the Star Wars prequel trilogy alongside Hayden Christensen. That's right, Vader is back, or Anakin is back in Vader, whatever. I know a lot of people don't like him. I'm excited for it. The project originated as a spin-off film, but it was reworked as a limited series due to the commercial failure of Solo and Star Wars story in 2018. The series was put on indefinite hold in January 2020 because Lucasfilm was unhappy with the series script, but was then reworked and then greenlit as a go. Star Wars film... My tongue is stuck to the roof of my mouth. Star Wars film composer John Williams wrote the main theme, which I'm excited to hear. And Obi-Wan Kenobi is scheduled to premiere on May 27th, which is tomorrow, Friday. I'm recording this on Thursday, May 26th. 2022, with two episodes airing on the release date, and then run for four more episodes until June 22nd. So, I've been waiting for this to happen. There's, in Star Wars, if you're a nerd like me, there was a line in there that was said that never made sense. So back in Star Wars 1977, when Obi-Wan and Vader face off on the Death Star so Luke and his heroes can escape in the Millennium Falcon, this is what was transposed. Darth Vader says, "Your powers are weak, old man." Obi-Wan Kenobi says, "You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I will become more powerful than you can possibly imagine." Then Darth Vader says, and here's the key that I've been waiting for. He says, "You should have not come back." And what that means, when I was a kid, that did not make sense to me because we never saw Obi-Wan Kenobi go there in the first place. So what did that mean, "You should not come back"? And then Darth Vader finishes off with, "When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master." And then they do their duel, and Obi-Wan, as you know, I've given you 50-something years to watch it, so no spoilers here. He slices Obi-Wan down, and he's gone. So that line, "You should have not have come back," has always played on my mind. Like, what are they talking about? Now we're going to find that out. 50-something years later. I can't wait. Let me see. Is it 50? Let's see. I guess it's not quite. Is it 50? It's like 40. I don't know. My math isn't working. It's not quite 50 years, but here we go. Should have been 100 years. It feels like 100 years. So I'm excited for this, okay? I cannot wait tomorrow night. You could stay up tonight, Thursday night, the May 26th at midnight. I'm sure it drops. If you want to watch 2 hours worth of material at midnight, if you're not working, go for it. I'm not. I'm going to wait until I get home, enjoy myself. I don't want to rush through it. I want to enjoy it, get some popcorn, sit back, turn the lights down, make sure there's no interruptions. I'm going to thoroughly enjoy Obi-Wan. And with Obi-Wan, there was an Obi-Wan Kenobi book, comic book that came out, I believe it was May 18th last week. It's a number one called Obi-Wan. And there's a lot of variants going for that one. I believe they always have like an A cover, B cover, C cover, D cover variants with different artists. When I buy my comics, I usually go straight A covers. It's just easy to remember. Unless there's an artist I really like and I'd like to get that cover. But I got the Obi-Wan A cover. Probably not the one everybody's out to get, but I enjoy them. So I read that comic and I enjoyed it. Number one is out. I believe two is coming out in the coming weeks. If you want to get on board, go for it. You can find them at your local comic book store. So with that said, I am so excited. I cannot wait. And I hope you're excited with me. And I believe that will wrap this episode up. Hopefully we could talk later on what we thought about Obi-Wan. There is one downfall. Just as far as the previews go, I got to give you a kind of a bummer note. I'm not big on the main Inquisitor guy. The guy from like the animated series was really skinny and gaunt, oversized egghead, very menacing. The character that he portrays in Obi-Wan, to me, I'm not trying to be mean, but he looks really heavy. His head looks round and heavy, and it just doesn't look right to me, but that's my opinion. Now, with that said, I'll watch Obi-Wan, and he will be my favorite character. So, you know how that goes. He'll probably end up being really cool. Inquisitors look cool. So hopefully on the flip side of this, I'll have some good reviews for Obi-Wan. So check it out tomorrow night, tonight at midnight, Friday night comes out for everybody. I hope you're excited as much as I am. Anyway, until next time, nerd out, take care. We'll see you later.